Okay, our today's daf is Arachin daf Chav Beis, and we are on the top of Chav Beis and Aleph as we continue here in the sixth parak of Maseches Arachin. We started last time the parak Shum HaYisomim, where we talk about estimations. This whole Masechta is all about estimations of giving values to the Beis HaMikdash. So we spoke about what happens if somebody has to estimate a property of Yisomim. How long does one have to announce for in order to try to get a good price to give to the Baalei Chovos? And how do we compare the collections for Baalei Chovos, the collections for Hekdesh? That's the parak of Shum HaYisomim. So the Mishnah said that for Yisomim, we announce for 30 days. For Hekdesh, we announce for 60 days. We announce every morning and every evening in order to try to get the best price. And the Brice even added on the bottom of the previous Amud that we announce what the purpose is. Whoever wants to come and buy, please buy. Al menas litein leisha b'ksubasa ulubal chov b'chovo, as the Brice said towards the bottom. So the Gemara says now on top, Tanu Rabbanan. We quote a Brisa that's similar to the Mishnah, but the Brisa quotes three different opinions. The Mishnah had said, if you remember, Shema Yisomim we do for 30 days, and for Hekdesh, that's 60 days. Why? Because we want maybe to get an even better price for Hekdesh. Therefore, when the Gizbar announces for selling karka, that's what it takes. But Tanu Rabbanan says the Brisa now as follows. Shema Yisomim Shloshim Yom V'Shema Hekdesh Shishim Yom Divrei Rebbe Meir. So Rebbe Meir parallels the sheet of the Mishnah. Sta Mishnah, Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Omer Shema Yisomim Shishim Yom. Rebbe Yehuda doubles it. Shema Yisomim is 60 days. Shema Hekdesh Tishim Yom. And Hekdesh is not. Hekdesh is more, but it is 90. 60 to 90. A month and a half. The Chacham Omrim, Echazeh, Echazeh, Shishim Yom. The Chacham say, no, both are 60. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Abimi, Halacha, Shema Yisomim, Shishim Yom. Rav Chisda quotes Avimi as saying that the Halacha for Shema Yisomim is Shishim Yom, as Rabbi Yehuda seems to say in the, or maybe the Chacham say also in the Brisa. So Yosef Rav Chiya Bar Avin, V'kamar La Shvaitza, Rav Chiya said this over, Amr Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Shishim Ka'amrit or Shloshim Ka'amrit? What exactly did you say? 60 or 30? What did you say that halacha was? 60 or 30? Amr Le Shishim? I said Shishim. The Yisomim or the Hekdesh? Is Shishim of Yisomim or is Shishim of Hekdesh? Amr Le the Yisomim. So, Shema Yisomim is Shishim. That's not like our Mishnah. It's like one of the opinions in the Brisas. In the Brisa, it's either Shum HaYisomim 60, that's either Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim. But the conversation continues. Kribi Meir or Kribi Yehuda? Amr Le? Kribi Meir. Rabbi Meir, that's not our version of the Brisa. So says the Gemara that he asked, Vaha Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Shloshim Kamar. Rabbi Meir says 30s. How could you say that this statement is 60, and that's Rimei Abimi. So Rav Chisda says, from Abimi, Kulfeitabi Baliala. I absorbed a lot of smacks, a lot of hits from Abibi regarding this issue, to Hashmaitza, because whether it was 30, whether it was 60, I argued with him. Rashi, on top, Hakos Gedolos Al Hadashmaitza, Shahaya Malamdeni. Shema Yisomim or Meir Shishim Yom. He used to teach me. Shema Yisomim was, according to the Meir, was 60. Vayisi Makshalo. I used to ask that. That's not what I heard. Ha'am Rabbi Meir Shloshim. I heard Rabbi Meir, like it says in our Brisa, 30. Vahu Amar Li. And he said to me as follows, and he explained, that maybe it's 60, maybe it's 30. You have to know exactly how it's being done, and therefore, you know, I got a lot of blows. So Pashtus, it seems literal, that in the days of old, they used to hit when the students were younger, and therefore he says he used to hit to explain it to me. Obviously, Bisman HaZeh, that is not an educational method that should be used. Revolbi talks about this, as well as many other Rabbanim and Svarim, that Bizman HaZeh, Rachmana Litzlan, it's exactly the opposite, and that if hitting a child as a student, you know, would cause the child to go further away. And Revolbi writes, parents also, right, the more if somebody gets hit, besides the physical abuse involved, that might be, that the line might be crossed, But the more one hits that time of younger, so then later on in life when they get more independent, you know, that's when the parents and the Rebbe might pay for it. Not even at the moment where it might not be possible for the child to act independently yet, but it's something that Rachmana Litzlan should be stayed away from in our day and age in our educational institutions. But anyway, so Abibi explained. He says, this is what he explained to me. This is what it means by 60 and 30. Why it's so confusing? Bala achras, because there are really two ways of doing achrasa. Bala achras ritzufim. If they're announcing, if Bezit's announcing day after day after day, Ritzufim, so then 30 days. Shloshim Yom is 1 month. Vizbala Hakras. Bisheni, Bachamishi, but if they're doing a different method, they're doing the Monday Thursday method, and they're not doing it every day, but just Monday Thursday, so then you have to do it longer, because you're not doing it every day. Shishim, so then it is for 60 days. How many days are you going to get if it's only Monday and Thursday? 60 days. And even though when you add up the days of Achraza in 60 days, in 8 weeks, twice a week, and even though it's only 18 days, if you do it twice Monday and Thursday in each of those 60, it is only twice a week, which is 18 days altogether. As Rashi explains, the math, Kiva, the Mashcha Milsa, Shami Inshi, because it's a more extended period of time, that could balance, and that could be better, and people would know about it. It's the balance of going straight versus having more times of announcing or spreading it out and having less times of announcing, but because it's spread out, it could be better for the price. So the Gemara says here that Balahakas, it sounds like the Pashas of the Gemara sounds like it's a choice. Sounds like it's a choice of, you know, whichever the Bezdin wants. They want to announce 60 days straight. They want to announce 30 days straight, so they want to announce Mondays and Thursdays in that group. So regarding Yisomim, it seems like it's a choice. If you look in the Bar Tanura sounds like, he says, it's better to do the Monday-Thursday 60-day choice. The Bar Tanura right here at the beginning of the parak. Shema Yisomim. Bezdin yardim lenichzi yisomim lachran lahagvos labalchov. Shaman es hakarka umachrizin shloshim yom ritzufim. Zeh achar zeh. Kol arvos lekach yavo v'yikach. V'i ba'u, and if they want, machrizin shishim yom kol sheni v'chamishi. And if they want, they can announce it every Monday, Thursday. V'hochi adif tfei. And this is more, this is better. This is a better, more effective method. And the Bar Tanura continues, the Rav. And even though if you calculate Mondays and Thursdays in 60 days, mitchilas yom sheni shel achraza rishona, from the first Monday, lomishkachzu alatimnei srei yomi, only get 18, become makam achi adif, kiva demashcha milsa tuva yadiv shami. It's more people would hear about it, even though it is not as many times of announcing, but because it is more spread out, then it would be better. Others, the Rambam sounds like in Hilchos Malah Velova, that it's a choice, it's not dafka, one is better than the other, but it's a choice. That's the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis in Hilchos Malah Velova, Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, Kshishkaka Bezen Nifzi Yisomim, Machrizin Allah Shlosh Yom Ritzufim, O Shishim Yom, Shedi Vechamishi. Sounds like it's the choice, and therefore, but the Robert Tadur assumes that's how one understands the maskana of the Gemara. Why dafka Monday and Thursday? Says we know Monday and Thursday, it was the days of the marketplace in the days of old. People talked. It was the days, if you're a member of the Yom HaKnisa in Maseches Megillah. But at root, it goes down to, as we know, we have Bizman Hazeh, we have longer Tachnun on Mondays and Thursdays. We have Nefilas Apayim. That's the remnant halacha that we have of the uniqueness of Monday and Thursday in our day. Where does that come from? So it's based on, we mentioned this in the Navi Shir, it's based on a story in some of the Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim mentioned a story that Sefer Hamanig, the Archas Chaim, the Ran, the Archas Chaim, quote a story that Bizman Bayesheni, this is Sefer Hamanig and Sivin Samaches, the Archas Chaim, quotes in Hilchos Tefila. Bizman Churban Bayesheni, Bisvina Achas Shehegla As Payanas. There was a Jews on a boat, Ubayu Din Toshavei Yerushalayim, Ubeneim Shlosha Zakedem Am Sheshem. Three rabbis that were shipwrecked and they were taken captive. V'higia Bisvina Bisvinasam L'makam Galus, Eitzel Mamshelas Hegemon Echad. The Amar L'Shloshe Zakenim. Ritzoni L'Nasos Eschem. B'Kivshan Ha'eish Kamo Hanani Mishal V'Azaria. I want to test out, you Jews are supposed to be the descendants of the great Hanani Mishal V'Azaria who lived through the fiery furnace. I want to test you. V'Amru Lo Teilon Uzman Shloshim Yom. Give us 30 days. Give us a month to see what's going on, so to speak. V'Nasan Lahem V'Hisanu. They fasted. And each of them has dreams, and they each told each other what their dreams were. The echad me'az zakenim gevar dechal chitin velochachim kulei hai amar lohem. And there was a yirei shemayim. One of them said, at the end of the 30 days, ra'isi bechalomi shekard pasagecha shekasabo pa'amayim. I saw in my dream they were telling me a pasuk that it says twice in the pasuk the word ki and three times the word lo, but I don't know what pasuk it is. Can't figure out what pasuk it is. Somebody's a Bal Korei, they know the whole Torah. It's a tough one, right? What pasuk has the word ki twice and the word lo three times? And one of the others, Kadim, says, "Oh, Bavada, I know what pasuk it is." So Nishayo, Perak Mem Gimel, right? Probably not one of the ones that would have been on the tip of our tongue. Ki Tavor B'Mayim Itcha Ani Uvenaharos Lo Yishtefucha Ki Telech B'Moeish Lo Tichve V'Lahava Lo Tivar Bacha. Don't worry about the fire and the water, you won't be touched. So in that pasuk, you have the word ki twice and the word lo three times. So the friend says, it must be that you're going to be okay, you're going to the fire and you won't be safe. Ki vada yatul chanes l'ashamayim. Ki ki azman, v'yasu, this is in the Rishonim, right here, in the Archas Chaim. V'yasu avdi ahegmon eish gedola ma'od, v'azokin ha'hu shechalom ha'chalom nichas rishon l'toch ha'eish, v'nechlach ha'eish l'shlosha chalakim. The Eish was split, and there was space between the fire, and then the two Zakenim afterwards joined him, v'shivchu l'Hashem Yisbarach, v'hiskinu, v'hu rachum. Ha'echad amar ad, ana melech rachum v'chanun, v'asheni amar, ana melech rachum v'chanun ad, ki kel melech chanun rachum ata, v'ashlishi amar, ein kamocha chanun rachum ad, ki kel melech chanun rachum ata. V'kula maschilim, b'rachamim, u'mistayimim, b'rachum. V'hiskinu lomar zos, b'sheni v'chamishi, shehu yoma didina. That is where Monday, Thursday, B'hu Rachum comes from. Again, it's sad and it's difficult that, you know, Tachron is one of those parts of davening that has not had mazel. You know, people try to get rid of Tachron, especially Monday and Thursdays, B'hu Rachum, as much as possible. We have to realize where it comes from. It's for our benefit to be able to have this special Yemei Rachamim conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kuf Lamedalar. If you look in the Siman on the Filas Apayim, in Ilchas Da'at Fila, it's not going to be there. It doesn't say anything about Mondays and Thursdays. Later on in Kuf Lamedalar, where it talks about Hagva, right before Kriyas HaTorah, the Seder V'hu Rachum, V'nogin Laharbos B'Shedi V'Chamishi, says the Rama, V'omrim V'hu Rachum, V'omrim Oso B'Kol Ram, V'imlo Amro Mu'umad, overall Takana, V'nikri Poriz Gether, talks about whether he's supposed to say standing, sitting, but either way, this is the Minag of V'hu Rachum, Mondays and Thursdays, and this is what was announced during the days of Beis Din, either 30 days straight, or Mondays and Thursdays in 60 days. That was the choice, and that might be better, as the Bar Tadur says, though the Rambam seems to say it is equal. Okay, so that is that. One other Ha'ara. Is it a poor in the Gemara? The Rav Haigon brings this Gemara. Are you allowed to make announcements for financial needs, Letzarech Mitzvah, on Shabbos? Right, so is that a violation of Bimso Chefzecha V'Dabra Dover? Letzarech Mitzvah, but it's financial needs. We don't have an appeal. Minhag Olam, as we know, is to be Mekel. But Halachas, the Gemara in Shabbos, talks about it a little bit. But Rav Haigon brings this Gemara as a Raya, that it is not done. Why? Because if you did it for 60 days, and you did it, why do you do it Monday, Thursday? Because those are the days that people are together, so do it Shabbos also. People are even more together on Shabbos. Why is it only Monday, Thursday, if you do the math? Right, if you're Monday, Thursday, Shabbos. So Rav Haigon says it must be that it's Aser. Should I go to the Otsar HaGaonim? Says that you see from here that it should not be done on Shabbos. This is in the Otsar HaGaonim. In Ksubis Tof Shin Pei Hei. Tof Shin Pei Hei. Also Lahakas B'Shabbos Afilo Nifsi Yisoma Nifsi Hekshesh Mishum Mimso Chepsecha V'Dabar Dabar. Because you see from here that Shabbos is not included. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Ilcha Shabbos, Shin Vav. The Shulchan Aruch discusses what's allowed, what's not allowed. So generally, we're Mekel. We're Mekel regarding Tzorchei Mitzvah. Mutter lahachris Allah. This is the in Shinvav, all the things that you're allowed to you know, that smacks maybe of weekday activities, but what you're allowed to do. Says the Shulchan Aruch. This one is a little power of Lashon. La hachris b'shabes al karka hanimkar. Shekol mi sheyesh lo zchus alav yavo v'yagid, v'imlav yaveid zchuso, usur. To announce on Shabbos for karka that's being sold. That if somebody has a schus about it, come and say. And if not, they're going to lose their schus. So it doesn't say about announcing in the shum. But it says this lashon. So then that shouldn't be done. That is the tshuva of the Rivash and the Ran. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, dafka b'kahai gavna aser. Tahavi kidonis adin. If somebody says, if you don't come now, you're going to lose your schus. But to be machristam. So if somebody has any schuyos, let us know. And if anybody has something to sell, more general, so then it is okay. Ulahachris sheish bias limkar ola haskir, to announce that you have a house to sell, especially in this case, says the Mishnah Berurah, beKostantina noagin heter. In Constantine, that's Sharatzian Sarchei Rabim. I will chuvas a goonim sivrikupem hey, O Sarafilu b'shal hektash v'yisomim. So it's a machlokas, but again, this is the discussion. Right, we know that the Gemara talks about post-Ganalat Staka and other are related issues. What is considered within the realm of what is appropriate behavior on Shabbos. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. So now we get into the sugya until the end of today's daf. The sugya of Beis Din acting on behalf of Yisomim. So when the Mishnah says that Shema Yisomim Mishloshim Yom, or Shema Yisomim, whatever the time period is, but it's clear that Beis Din is selling property of Yisomim. So that's not always allowed. What is not always allowed, Beis Din doesn't always are not always allowed to sell property of Yisomim on their behalf. When is it? As we will see, when it comes to Yisomim Ketanim, there are only 4 or 5 reasons why Beis Din would be allowed to sell the property. Just as background, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Mal Develoveh, to introduce the sugya, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Beis, Ein Nifroi Min Ayarshim, Elim Kim Hayu Gdolim. Only if they're Gdolim can Beis Din go and act and sell on their behalf. Aval Yarshim Ketanim, they're ketanim. So, why not? We'll see later on. 3 different reasons in the Gemara. But the halacha is, by Yershim Ketanim, ein nifron me, don't pay that back. Afilu haya bo kol tnai sheba olam, lo yifra meo hamal veklum at sheyigdu la yisomim. Shema, the Rambam quotes one of the 3 reasons we're going to see soon, be'ezus Hashem, Shema yishlen raya sheshovrin bo asashtar. Maybe the shtar was paid up somehow. Maybe they have a receipt that they don't know about. So, ketanim do not get paid up. But, then the Rambam goes into some exceptions, and that's what our Gemara is going to talk about, because we have to figure out what's our Mishnah talking about. Our Mishnah says, Beis Din selling it on their behalf. So here we go. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Ein is kakin, l'nefsi yisomim, Ella, here's number 1. Ella imkein ha'isa ribis ochelas bahem. Unless ribis is ochelas, meaning the Baal Chov is getting interest. And if Beis Din does not sell this, then the Chiyuv of the Yisomim are going to go up and up. It's ribis, and everybody got to say more and more. So all of these cases, the common denominator is that it's for the Tovas HaYisomim. That we do this because we don't want that debt to pay more and more. So if ribis ocheles, that is why it would be allowed. Are you allowed to take ribis? Who are we talking about? So the Gemara will talk about it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, O l'shtar sheyesh bo ribis, fine. O l'ksubas isha bishamizone. Or if a woman wants to pay paid back, the almana, from the children. Why? Because until she gets her ksuba, she gets mizonos from the estate. So as long as she's getting mizonos, that's also hurting the yisomim. If we would pay her ksuba, she would no longer get mizonos. That also would be good for the yisomim, and that's why that would be a reason. So machlokas, Rav Asi, and Rav Yochanan. So Rav Asi, my time along with Ksubas Isha, why didn't Rav Asi say the reason of Ksubas Isha that we would be allowed to sell it to Be'er Ksuba? Deha takinu le Rabbanan ma'isiyah deha. Because, no, there's a parallel. The Rabbanan instituted that the woman's earnings go to the husband and she gets mizonos. What if her earnings don't? The earnings go to herself and she doesn't get mizonos. So that wouldn't, there's not such a need because she'll get her own earnings. Ve'idach, and Rav Yochanan would answer no. Zimna de lo safka. So that is not enough. Thirties aren't enough, then she does get mizonos, and therefore it would be in the interests of the Yisomim to be able to sell the property and pay off the ksuba. So that's the machlokes. Now, how does it fit into the Mishnah? Tzna shema yisomim shloshim yom v'shem behekta shishim yom machrisin baboker v'erev, and we're machris. So b'mayaskina, what's the case in the Mishnah that we're selling on behalf of yisomim? So ilema bibalchov. Are we talking about a balchov? Why a balchov? Because we know a Jew can't take interest. So we're talking about a balchov. Oved kochavim. Are we talking about a non-Jewish balchov? And we're selling for on behalf of ribbis. So meet Sias. Is the goy going to listen to us that for the next 30 days, as we sell on behalf of the yosov, they're not going to take interest? Right? That's why we're delaying, because we're trying to get the best price. So we're delaying, but if we really wanted the best thing, so we should sell it right now, day one. But they're not going to listen to delay. So Ela Pshita, the Balchov the Yisrael. It must be we're talking about a Balchov of Yisrael. So E de Ka'achal Revisa, Mishav Kinele. Well, if it's Ribis, that's Usur. So we're talking about Balchov the Yisrael. So what's the Mitzias? Right, we're not going to allow it to, not allow them to take interest. Ela de Lo Ka'achal Revisa. So it must be it's a Jewish Balchov and there's no interest being taken. Victorian is Kakin. And yet it says that we're Nizkak and we're selling it. So what exactly is the case? Just before we continue, the Sfasemis here asks, maybe there's a Heter Iska. You know, who says maybe it's a Jew, but it's a Heter Iska, and therefore they're not losing in this, or they would be losing in this case, even if it's a Jewish one, and this Ribbis being taken. So says the Sfasemis, that wouldn't be called Ribbis, and therefore we might not be able to sell it. That's called an investment, as we know. The whole idea of a Heter Iska is changing the context from a Malveh and Loveh to an investor and someone acting on their behalf. So therefore, the halachas of hachraza would not apply. Venirali says the Sfasemis right here. The shakul revach beheter im kain zman hachraza gam kain lunu chalavsido harevach. Kivet the shutafu v'lo milve. V'tafka b'milve esrichu chachamim lahamten zman lamed yom. T'halo lava v'kol lava afachayelova atmanos lan zman bezden v'chul. So he talks about why these laws wouldn't apply. But it's an interesting suggestion. Good. So what exactly is the case if we're talking about a Yisrael not taking ribbis? So Mishnah, the mother of Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, fine, I can understand the Mishnah, Muki Labuksubas Isha. There's a different case of what the Mishnah might be talking about. You're selling on behalf of paying back the woman for the Ksuba. Elalur Rav Asi Kasha, but according to Rav Asi, who says the only reason is for a Shtar Shiyosh Ba Ribbis, there is no ribbis here. So why would we be selling it on behalf of the Yisomim? As the Gemara often does. Well, before I give you an answer, what the other sheet also has a problem. Would we allow, you say it's talking about Ksuba's Isha. So you're going to take 30 days to sell it. But what about for the next 30 days? She's Vadai going to be taking Mizonos for the next 30 days. So it's a Vadai loss trying to get a possible profit. Are we going to take that risk on behalf of the Yisomim? Right, so according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, you also have a problem because you're making a vada loss for the kids. And who says that's worth it? So the Gemara says, no. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it wouldn't be a problem because there is a case that there would no longer be mizonos. Holokasha, bitovaz, ksubasa bebezdin. Maybe we're talking about a case where the woman came to court and it was tovaas for ksuba. Because in that case, kidder of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Damar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, ha tovaz, ksubasa bebezdin, ein lamazonos. We know from elsewhere, Mesechus Ksubis, that if a woman is tovaas or ksuba in court, that she loses her mazonos. And therefore, there wouldn't be a worry about the mizonos depleting the property of the yisomim, because the case could be that she lost her mizonos. So Gemara says, one second, Yachi is dakuke lo mizdaki kinala. So why are we selling it in the first place? If there's no mizonos, the whole reason we were allowed to sell it and to be machris was because the mizonos. Now we say there is no mizonos. So Gemara says, no. El akiva is dakakinan la meikara mizdakakinan la labasof. Once the case started off with, we would sell on behalf of the Yisomim, if she then goes in public, and it's Tavaz Ksuba, we're going to finish the case. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're okay. It's a case of being selling it on behalf of the Yisomim because of the loss of the Mizonos, even though there's no actual loss right now, but it was. So, only back to the question of, Bikomak on the Rav Asi Kasha. We're still back to the question of Rav Asi, what's the case of the Mishnah that we're selling it? For the Yisomim, if the only case allowed is Ribbis, and there is no Ribbis in this case. Stop there for a moment. Actually, just do the answer, and then we'll get back to the halacha. Li'ola b'balchov v'gachavim. Really, we're talking about a guy. We asked, what about a guy? So why would he wait and delay? Shekiba la'ladum b'dinei Yisrael. He agreed to the 30-day extension. He's selling it for the Yisomim, so he agreed. So Yahki Ribbis Nabilo Lushko. So let him not take Ribbis at all. What's the issue? Shekiba Olav Lazu, Velo Kiba Olav Lazu. He would take a month. He would delay it for a month. He's not going to take the Ribbis at all, but he would delay it for a month. That's what he accepted. And therefore, that is the difference. Good. 2 points to mention. One on the detail. Tavas Ksubas of Avestin. So the Rishonim don't talk about it here, but why does a woman lose her Ksuba? If she's Tovas in Bezdin. So, different discussions. So, Rashi Maseches Gittin. Rashi Maseches Gittin says, De Galya Daite De Bo'i L'insuve. By coming to court, she's saying, I don't want to sit home and have mizonos anymore. I want my ksuba. Why? Because obviously she wants to get remarried. Ve'ihu lo asni bahada elav kol yimei meger almanu sayach mabesi. Remember the language of the Mishnah in Maseches Ksubis, that she gets to have mizonos as long as she is still sitting in her widowed state in the house, and she's no longer there because of Kfod husband. So that is Shitas Rashi. Look in the Ramban. The Ramban in the Milchamas in Maseches Ksubis has another pshat. He says because it's somewhat azus, like you're breaking the relationship, right? Azus ubizayon. Ve'ein od kavod l'bayla b'yishivasa. As puts in the Sefer Aschus on the Rif Ksubis chafalaf mabes. In the Dafi Arif. So Rabban says it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate that she's living off of the husband when she's rejecting the husband in this case. Isn't she? One of the other Rishonim quote, one of the Gaonim says that maybe she loses it because right when she comes to court, it's ki'ilu gavui dami. Kalaomi ligvos ki gavui dami. And therefore, it's a ki'ilu she got paid up again. She got paid up. It's ki'ilu she got the ksuba already because Bez is going to get it for her. So it's ki'ilu gavui, and that's why she doesn't get mizonos. Right? It gets into the sugya of kalaomi ligvos. And we've mentioned in the past, not for a very long time, that even though we have that sugya in general, it's machloka b'shamay b'silo, m'sechasota, of kalaomi ligvos, kegavi dami, do we look at a collectible loan as if it's collected or not? Kalaomi ligvos, maybe ksuba is different. Ksuba is a different type. It's one step more removed. Because usually a Baal Chov says, I lent money and I, you know, I'm owed. That's what a ksuba is. What does a ksuba say? A ksuba says that if such and such occurs, so then I will be held accountable. So it's not like I'm a chayiv right now. The language that the Grach HaLashas, it's a chiyuv lachuv. It's an obligation to obligate myself. That's not a regular shtar chov. Regular shtar chov is I'm obligated. Right, this is an obligation to obligate in the future based on certain circumstances of death or divorce. So ksuba could be different in either direction. It could be, well, you don't say kolam elikvos kigavi dami because it's one step even more removed. Or it's exactly the opposite. But a ksuba, it's more the takano or dinda raisa, whatever it is, maybe it's more kigavi because of the relationship between the husband and the wife. Okay, either way, that's on tovas ksubasa. Good. There's what to talk about regarding ribbis, but you know, let's just do a little, one more section, and then we'll talk about ribbis. Tashma. So, we fit Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Yochanan into the Mishnah. So now let's see the next point. Tashma, the Braisa says, A Nifron, or the Mishnah Gittin. Sorry. A Nifron, Nichse Yisomim, Element of Ziburis. The Nichse Yisomim, you only pay from Ziburis, from the worst type. Right? Idis, Benonis, and Ziburis. The Nifsi Yisomim, you always take from the Zibur. So, but Mayaskina, what are we talking about? Ilema Balchov, is that talking about a case of Balchov, Ovi Kochavim, or the case of Ribbis, or Mitzahs? Is he going to listen? El Pshita Balchov, the Israel. Must be a Jewish Balchov. E Achla Ravisa, Mishav Kinalei. Would we allow him to take Ribbis? No. El Delo Achla Ravisa. It must be a Jewish Balchov, like we said before, who's not taking Ribbis. Victoria Niskakin. And still it says that we are selling the property. So, Bishop Mother Rabbi Yochanan, Muki Labuksubas Isha. Fiber Rabbi Yochanan, I understand the case could be where he's selling it on behalf of getting the ksuba for the mother, Ella, or the wife. Ella Ravasi Kasha, but under Ravasi, why are you selling? It's a case of Jew without ribbis, so the only case you're selling is ksuba, and, you know, that's not, we said, that doesn't work. Ravasi does not hold that would work. So I'm the Ravasi, same Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan Minicha, but even according to Rabbi Yochanan, is it better? According to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the Mishnah talking about? Ksubas Isha? Iksuba my arya miyasmi afilu minedi deinami b'ziburis. For ksuba, the rule is that a woman always collects from ziburis, even from herself, not just from yisomim. So, Rabbi Yochanan, you also have a problem. So, halokasha, Rabbi Meir, he, damaksuvas isha bebeinonis, umiyasi beziburis. No, maybe the mishnah is like Shidish Rabbi Meir, who says that a woman would collect beinonis herself. And ziburis, just from the yisomim is only from, ziburis only from yisomim, but from herself not. We're assuming it's yisomim ketanim. Well, the whole sugya, we're assuming it's yisomim ketanim. Yenachinami, if it's gedolim, then all these halachas, there wouldn't be the limitations, right? But there would be a lot more flexibility. But that's what the Gemara is assuming. So mikom makom, it could be that the language of yisomim, stam yisomim, is ketanim, right? To emphasize, right? Just like ketanim and gedolim themselves, you know, that might not mean literally ketanim and gedolim. Remember that Gemara says that a gadol v'samuch al shulchan aviv is nikra katan, right? For certain halachas. Remember that's the fascinating gra. Where with the Gra, the Gra was once passing through a town in one of his years of Golus, and he meets someone, and the person sees that he's a big Talmud Chacham, so he says, I have a question I've had for all my life, and I've always asked the rabbis passing through, nobody can figure it out. So what is this question? He has his father's Chumash, and his father's Chumash, by the story of the sun and the moon, in Parshas Bereishis, he has Gushanak written on the side. Gimel, Vav, right, I forgot the exact, Vukuf, Gushanak, he's like, what's Gushanak? It's the grower without batting an eyelash. He says, oh, I know what it means. Gushanak. Gadol v'samuch al shulchan aviv nikra katan. Right, Gushanak. He says, what does that mean? Why is the dafka here? Because the mar ha-gadol and the mar ha-katan. The moon is called the mar ha-katan because he's samuch on the light of the sun. And that's why it's katan and gadol. And that's a remez to that halacha in Hilchas collection. That katan and gadol aren't defined only as age, but as a situation. But anyway, the Gemara is assuming that we're talking about katan here. So mikamaka l'Ravasi kasha. So l'maisa, we're back to the question on Ravasi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we know ksubas isha. So we're talking about we figured that out according to Rabbi Meir. We're going to Ravasi. Same answer. L'olam b'chov ovei kochavim shekibal ovladum b'dinei Yisrael. Ihachi ribis nami lo lishkol shekibal azu v'lo kibal azu. So okay, stop there for a moment. Let's talk a little bit about ribis. Actually, the guy is not ready to give up all his ribis. Why not? So, again, if we think about it, we know ribis is also daraisa to take from a Jew. Why is that? It's not like stealing. Ribis is not in the same category as ona'a and geneva and gazela and oshek schar sacher, not taking one's workers. Why? Because after all, if you look out there in the world, if you ask the average person on the street, stealing is wrong, ripping somebody off is wrong, not paying your workers is wrong. Taking interest, is that wrong? Not in the same way. Interest is done bedas. Interest is agreement between two parties. As it said, money makes money. And therefore, ribis is not inherently evil like the other halachos of Dini Mamonis. Ben Adam Lachavero, right? It's not the same. And that's why the post can even discuss the shibud of ribis is different, right? The Rishon at the beginning of Ezeo Neshach, Taf Samach Aleph Amon Aleph, in Bav Metzia, that it's different, right? It says the Ritva, I'll read it from. V'tam advarim, d'tfias ribis, lo havye kishar tfios begezel v'ono v'chayotze bohen, d'islay al chavre shibud mamon. He has shibud mamon. It's not a regular shibud mamon. Remember, he didn't lend me money. The reason, if you take ribis, it's not that you stole. The Torah demands you give it back. And that's why it might not pass to Yorshim. Right? Unlike other shibud mamon, where shibud daraisa, la daraisa, but it passes to the Yarshim because it's a Shibud. This is not. Teda. Tar Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Ribis Kitsutsa, Eina Yotze B'dayanim. V'gan L'Devri Akol, Emes Banav Peturin. Right? The Yarshim don't pay. What do you mean? Their father stole money. This father didn't steal money. Right? Ribis is different. Ela B'davar HaMesuyam, B'nikvot HaVien Belvad. If it's something specific. V'ilu B'gezel V'unah Banav Chayavim. K'shini Yachach Rayas Nuchasim. If the father left them property, for sure. Why? Because Ribis is different. Ribis is not inherently evil, but it's just that the Torah demands that when it comes to family, see, you don't take ribis from your brother. You don't take ribis from your brother. So the Torah demands that when it comes to Jews, right, there's one does not take ribis from a non-Jew. Not allowed to sweep paski, not allowed to steal from a non-Jew, right, not allowed to rip off a non-Jew, but ribis is mutter. Not only is it mutter, right, famous Rambam, the Rambam and the Chinuch both paskin a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to take ribis. Is that mitzvah? That's terrible, right? One might say, that's evil, that's racist. How can you say there's a mitzvah to take ribbis from a non-Jew? The answer the Sefer HaChinuch says, and my Rebbe Rav Rosen is why I put the two together, ribbis from a non-Jew and going to collect a loan from a goy after Shemitah. Right? Both of those are counted as separate mitzvahs asay according to the Rambam and the Chinuch. Right? Why? What do you mean? That's evil. That's not evil. That's regular business. It's just that when it comes to family, the Torah has a higher standard. But if we would treat everybody in the world like family, then there will be no special relationship with family. That undermines the special relationship with the family. And that's why when it comes to, evil behaviors, then that's also to everybody in the world. But when it comes to regular behavior and then a higher standard, so then the Torah tries to say, you know what, there are some special behaviors that should only be done to Jews. That's in the Chinuch, Tav Kuf Ayin Beis, and Tav Kuf Ayin, that's the Isser, Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel, mitzvah to lend a goy beribis, if he needs, that's that, and the Ramban argues on these. The Ramban says, no, it's not counted as a separate mitzvah. But the Chinuch says there, Shein roi lan aligmal chesed zulasi el ha'am yodei akel v'ovdim lefanav. This super level of chesed, of not taking interest, or collecting a loan. What's wrong with collecting a loan? Nothing's wrong with it. It's just a super high standard of chesed that the Torah demands when it comes to a Jew. So that's why the difference between family and non-family, that is the Chinuch, again, Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel, and the Chinuch in Tav Ayin Vav, when it comes to collecting a loan. Good. Okay, there's a lot. Ribbis itself is a unique shibud, as we discussed in Masechet Bava Metzia. Let's continue, and then we'll see later if there's more time. Tashma, first wide line. Tashma, again, trying to prove Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, Amanas Litin Lisha B'Ksubasa Ulebal Cho B'Chovo, the last line of the Brisa that we had in Amud Beis, beginning of the parak, at the end of yesterday's daf. When Bezin announces, they can announce an Almanas. Almanas, everybody should realize, was selling for on behalf of a Balchov or an Isha. So Bishlama Balchov, Bain Mar, Bain Lamar, Kiddush Aninan. Right, we already said Balchov, Jew, non-Jew, Eloksubasa, Bishlama Rabbi Yochanan, Nicha, El Ravasi Kasha. Ravasi says you don't sell on behalf of a woman. Biksubasa. Hachamayaskina, Kishachayev Mode. Here's exception number 3. Kishachayev Mode. If the father or the husband admitted right before he died that it is not paid, so then also we take it from Yisomim. Hasha da'asis lahachi, once we say this, kulanami kishachayev moda. So in all the cases we could say, chayev moda is an exception to the rule. So far we have 3, not according to everybody. Number 1, why do you allow to sell property for Yisomim? Number 1, ksubas isha. Number 2, ribis ocheles. Number 3, kishachayev moda, which already tips us off in terms of what the reason is, as we'll see soon in a couple of minutes. Maremar, agvik subasa lagrusha, minichsi liyasmi. Maremar was magve money for the ksuba to a divorcee. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Amalei Rav Yehuda la meimar. V'yamar Rav Yehuda marav asi. Einis kakal nechsi yisomim ela im kein haisa rubis ochelas bahen. Rabbi Yochanan amar ol ashtar sheishba rubis ol ksubas isha mishim izone. Aren't those the only two reasons? V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan lo ka'amar ela ba'almana. And Rabbi Yochanan's mizonos is only for an almana who's still getting mizonos. To come mifsa de mizone. Ava grusha lo. But the grusha doesn't have the same rights to mizonos as an almana. So what's the case of this brisa that we're announcing? Almanas litein isha. Amar le. So he says, anand Rabbi Yochanan mishum china masdinan la. There's another factor, mishum chein. The Gemara says a couple of times, refers to it in Maseches Ksubis, we want to try to convince the women to get married. We want them to find favor we want the husbands to find favor in the eyes of the women, and the women sometimes might be nervous bringing in a big dowry, and she might lose it. So therefore, we enact certain halachas for Ksuba that are above and beyond regular Balei Chovos. This is one of them. So even in this case, she will have all of the collection rights. Even in this case, that's what even for a grusha, we would allow her to get mizonos. That's what the Rashi says right here. Mishum chena kedei sheyimtzu ha'anashim chen beinei hanashim v'yinasu lahem hilkach afilu grusha nami. Right, there are even later takanas. Remember, Rabbeinu Tam made the takana that if there is a woman who brought a dowry into the marriage and then within a very short amount of time the marriage dissolved, whether it's divorce, whether the woman died, a short amount of time, a half a year, even 5 years, the father and the family of the woman gets it back, gets the dowry back. Because some women were very nervous, right? And that's even the
pasuk, we mentioned this in a parsha shir, parsha b'chukosai in the tochacha, it says the tam larikochachem. Right, your koach is going to be taken away from you. And Rashi in the Medrash says on there, because you're going to bring money in and it's just going to be lost. So some say that's how Rabbeinu Tam got his name. Based on that pasuk, Rabbeinu Tam made the takana that the dowry goes back to the woman, the Tam, larikochachem, not only because of Yaakov, his name was Yaakov, Yaakov ish Tam Yosheva Olim, but maybe because of that takana that he made, the Sefer HaYashar quotes that takana, and to protect the women, and that's also part of how he got his name. Good. Amar Nachman, Meirishlovi Mizdakikna Lenichsi Liasmi. I originally would never sell property on behalf of Yisomim. I don't want to get involved. Kiva the Shaman al Hadar Rav Huna, Chavrein, Mishmei the Rav. Once I heard the following statement of Rav Huna in the name of Rav, Yasmi da Achli Delo Ditu, Yisomim that eat, that consume property that's not theirs, Lizli Buster Shivkayo. Let them follow the people that bequeathed it to them. Woo, that's a real tough statement, meaning let them pass on. So once I heard that, Mikan ve'elach mizdakikna, I got involved, because I didn't want them to suffer any consequences. So here we go, meikar my time alo. What is the reason that Bezdin does not sell on behalf of Yisomim? And originally, Rav Nachman did not want to get involved. So we will have three reasons. Number one, Amar Apapa, Priyas Balchov Mitzvah, repaying a loan is a mitzvah. And Yisomim, we do not sell on behalf of Yisomim. To do a mitzvah. Why not? Ask some Achronim. It says elsewhere that we do. It says elsewhere that an apotropis, the Sefer Chikrei Lev, quotes that if you look elsewhere in Gittin, the apotropis does sell to get the Yisomim and Esrog and Lulav. They do their property to do mitzvahs. So what do you mean, Priyas Lachov Mitzvah, we don't get involved? So, two answers given by the Achronim. Number one, maybe it's only a mitzvah that they can't do right now, and it's a mitzvah of Eris, like Dalad Minim. Here, they can pay back when they get older. That's one difference in the Chilak. Number two, the Yad David writes in Maseches Gittin, Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lachavero. Ben Adam Lamakom will sell on their behalf, not Ben Adam Lachavero. Lachavero, we won't. Why is that? That's a good question, but that's in terms of Priyas Balcho. But again, that's Priyas Balcho mitzvah. And you saw Labani mitzvah ninu. Rafuna Breder of Yeshua, Amar, Amar, Srari, Atfase. We're nervous that before the father died, he already gave a purse of money earmarked to the Balchov, so it's already paid up already. And therefore, we don't want to pay for the Yisomim, because maybe it's already paid up already. And therefore, what's the nafkamina? If right before the person died, he said, I didn't pay up, so then there's no svara of srari atfasa, but there's still a svara of lav b'nei mitzvah. Inami, or another way that we know he didn't pay up, shamtu of ames b'shamte. He was put in excommunication because he hadn't paid, and he died in nidui. So it would have been lifted had he paid up. So he died in Nidui, Shalchu Mitam, the Shantu of Amis Beshante, they sent from Eretz Yisrael, that's an Afkamina, the Hilfzak Rafuna Bredi of Yeshua, that's an Afkamina, and we pass on like Rafuna Bredi of Yeshua that the reason is Sori Atfasa, and therefore, in this case, there wouldn't be any type of chash. The Ramban discusses in Maseches Baba Basra at the end, what's the Nekudas of Machlokas between Rav Papa and Rafuna Bredi of Yeshua? So why is this at the end of Baba Basra? The Ramban says, Shibuda Daraisa, Shibuda Lav Daraisa. The concept of Shibudim, when it comes to the property, is that meshubid and connected to the Balchov on a daraisa level? So the Ramban says, that's this machlokas. Rav Papa says, no. Shibuda is lav daraisa, it's only a mitzvah. And therefore, Yisomim are lav b'nei mitzvah. Rav Huna Breda Yeshua says, yes, it is meshubid daraisa, and the reason that you don't pay is because maybe it was paid up already. Right, that's the chashash. But that's the machlokas. And other Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rif, do not agree. They assume maybe everybody holds Shibuda daraisa. And the machlokas is about something else. Okay. Also, there's a big discussion of Priyas Balchov mitzvah. What's the source for Priyas Balchov mitzvah? Like, what's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah of repaying a loan? So if you look in Rashi, the main sugya is Rashi in Ksubas Peivav. The Rashi, Ksubas Peivav, Ben Aleph. Rashi says, Priyas Balchov mitzvah, mitzvah lefrachovo ulaamis dvarav. Dechsiv hin tzedek. Shiei hin shalachat tzedek, falach shalachat tzedek. Based on the Gemara Bamatzia. Other Rishonim give a different shot. Yotzi Alecha Zavot Achutza. But interesting, it's not counted as a separate one of the mitzvahs asay. So maybe the real reason, the real source, is what some Rishonim, the Mordechai and the Radvaz both say. You know what their source is? Lo Sigzol. Right? Lo Sigzol is the source. There's a beautiful tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz writes in Chelik Beis Simin Tafresh Yud. Shalatim many. Al hadam rina priyas bachol mitzvah. Imi mitzvah min haTorah midi rabbanan. V'yimtem salomar mitzvah shel Torah lomu lomanu osa bechlal mitzvahs. Right? Why isn't it one of the mitzvahs? Shuva. Mitzvahs asei shel Torah dechsiv v'heshev esakzela asher gazal. Osa oshak asher osak. Osa bikadon asher hufkad. Ito. Osa aveda. That's the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of returning stone. Anytime you have something of yours that's not yours, it's included in the mitzvah of the Heshev Esa Gzela. Viki Hechi, he quotes the Magen Mishnah, we'll skip it for now. Viki Hechi dehavi mitzvah ase lashav Esa Gzela, hu adin lochala niskar bakatuv. Vihalva bichlau. Vilomana mitzvah ase lefer achov shim kino yitzorach limnos ashavas hagezel. Viha geneva, viha eshek, oshek, va pikadon, va veda valva. Kalecha bifnei atzmo. Viyirbu hamitzvos kafi prati atfios lefich achmana mitzvos asei v'hashav esakzela sheba pasach hakasuv v'hu adin l'chol mi sheyesh l'chaveiro etzlo mamon be'eze derech sheyia mitzvos asei l'hashiv lo v'lohusrach l'mnos hashav esaveda mitzvah b'vnei atzma ela l'kodim shetavol liyado mitzvah l'hashiva avalach ha'vash liyado v'chla v'heshav esakzela u pashutu. So that's a beautiful radvaz. Beis tof resh yud. Okay, there's more about Prius Bachov, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara now, on my base. Tanan, Shema Yisom, Mim Shloshim Yom, Shema Hekdash Shishim Yom. Once we have these reasons now, so now we're going to try to fit the reasons into the same sources as we discussed on Amud Aleph. Umachriz Bavokar Be'er, so we have our Mishnah. But Maya Skinan, what's the Mishnah talking about? Ilim Bavachov, Ovik Ochav Mitzah, Ezel Apshid Bavachov the Yisrael. Same shakla vataria, we must be talking about a Jew. Bishlam mother of Huna Braid of Yeshua, according to Yeshua's reason, Muki la Bishakhaya Mode. The case that you're selling is because the one, the father, was Mode. El Rapapa Kasha, according to Rapapa, who says the reason is you don't pay on behalf of Yesomim, so why in the Mishnah are you selling? Armalacha Rapapa, Iba Yisema Ksuba Mishamchina, Iba Yisema Babal Chob, Ovigochavim, Shakibal Aladum, Medina Yisrael. Right, and therefore, you have to pay the guy. Ikiba love lintar lahu adagabli. If you, it was makabel, so why don't you just wait till you saw him get older? Shakiba love lazu, lokiba love lazu. He'll give you a little delay, but he's not waiting so long. And therefore, that's the case according to Rav Papa. Tashma, again, Amanasli, same cases, but again, Amad Aleph, we were trying to fit it into Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan. Here we're fitting it into Rav Huna, Brother Yeshua, and Rav Papa. Tashma manasli tin lishuk subasa ubachov chovu b'mayaskinan. What are we talking about? Ilema bibalchov ove kochavim mitzayis. Would a guy listen? Elapshita bibalchov Yisrael. Bishlama, and this is the price that from the bottom of Ahmed Bays yesterday. Bishlama refuna b'edu Yeshua mukila b'shachayim ode. That's the balchov. Elor papa bishlama ksubas mishimchina elor balchov kasha. Why are we selling it on behalf of a balchov? It's a mitzvah. And Prius Bachov is just a mitzvah. La'ol Bachov Ovik Al Chavim. Okugun Shekiv Alol Adum Medina Yisrael. It's a guy and he accepted not to accept interest in this amount of time. Ikiv Alol Linter Luat the Godly. Shekiv Alol Azu. Okiv Alol Azu. Same thing. Good. Number three. Rava Amar. Rava has a third pshat, very similar to the Tsrari Atfasa, but a little differently formulated. Mishum Shovar. Maybe the Yisomim have a receipt somewhere that it was already paid up. Not just that it was designated, like Sori Atfasa, but maybe they have a shofar. So maybe it's the same reason. Maybe it's paid up already. Maybe the father had a shofar, and the Yisomim don't know about it. But in general, are we choshish for having shofars? But didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Meseches Ksubis, Hanifresh, Shalom Afanav? If anybody ever gets paid up a loan, not in front of the Love, Lotifar, Elo Beshvua, he has to swear. He has to swear that he did not get paid up yet. V'yamar Ravacha, Sar Habira, Maisa Balafay Rav Yitzchak Nafka, Lantuchya, V'yamar Loshona, Loksubas Isha. We only allow getting paid up with a Shvua for a Ksuba, Bishum China, because she wouldn't get married in the first place if she didn't know that a Shvua would work. Avo Balchov Lo, but a regular Balchov, even with a Shvua, we would not allow him to collect. V'rab Amar Rav Nachman, Afil Balchov Nami, no. Even a balchov, that's the machlokas. Now's the question: v'ichashai chayish l'shovar. But if you're worried that he already paid up, hasanami lechus, why do we allow a shua? right? Maybe he paid up. Maybe there's a shofar. So why would we allow a shofar? Maybe he just doesn't know about the shofar. So Amar Lei, Hasam, Kitarina Taima. The reason we allow a shvua there is because of the following. Shlo Yekalecha Notam Osef Shel Chaveiro, Falach V'Yoshel, V'Medina Sayam. A person is going to borrow money and then jump ship and go somewhere. Basically, at root, Shlo Tino Delos B'Fnei Lavin. Because people are going to lend money because they're going to know that the lovers are going to leave. So therefore, for the good of society, we allow a Baal Chov to collect with a Shvua if the Lova is not Befanav. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Halakha L'maisa, Ein Iskakin L'nefse Yisomim. So we generally do not go collect. V'im Amar Tznu Iskakin. But if the father said right before he died, pay it up, that's another exception. That's another exception to the rule. Again, Ribis Ocheles, and Chayiv Aksuba, and Chayiv Moda, and if he says Tznu right before he dies. Niskakin, Sadezu Umanazu, Niskakin, if he says pay this field, this money, Niskakin, Veimamid Abuchapas, you don't even have to appoint the Abuchapas, because he said this, Sadestam Umanastam Niskakin Umamid Abuchapas. But if he says pay a field, just pay, then we would have to get an Abuchapas to estimate. Amri Nahardoi, Bakulu Niskakin Amidan Apotropis, Levad, you always are Niskakin, you appointed Apotropis, Levad, Minimse Sadashina Shalom, except for a case where there are Adim that the field that he has is stolen. Sadashina Shalom, Dafzuki Sadi Bashakin Lomachaskina, we don't assume the Adim are lying. So if there are Adim that say that the field is stolen, so that's a fourth, a fifth case maybe. So then you take that from the Yisomim because you have Edim that it's not yours. Machlokas Rishonim, were there Edim even before the father died? Right, is that? Right, only before the father died, that's the Rosh and Subis. While Tosfos right here, Tosfos says no, even if they come right now. Tosfos in Dibur Maschal Amar, right in the middle of that Tosfos, he says, She Edim Edim Shegazla, Lo Machsakin and Sadi B'Shakri, Shem Alo Gazla, Vade Gazla. Right, and even if they're only said right now. Amar Rav Ashi Hilkach is Dakuke Lo Mizdakakinan. Rav Ashi says that we wouldn't generally be Mizdakik. To Amar Rav El Zayin is Kakin. Vi Mizdakakin, Bukmin and Aputrapis. And if we do have to, we would get an Aputrapis to act on their behalf. Darmi Nardoi, Bukulin is Kakin, either Aputrapis, Lafami, Nimsis, Sadashin, and Shalom. If he said the field's not theirs, based on Edim, Dabzuki, Sadabishikri, Lo Machaskinan. We assume that Edim are telling the truth. And therefore, that would be another exception to the rule. So again, Ribis Ocheles, Isha Viksubasa, Chayiv Modeh, or he says Tnu, or Nimseis, She'ena, Shelo. And we trust the Edim. Right? Even though the Rambam has that Lashon, if you remember, and you saw the Atorah in Zion. Why do we trust Edim? Maybe they're lying too. The Rambam says, but again, society has to function. Just like we trust a Navi MS, if he performs the proper signs, the Rambam has that comparison. Just like we trust two Edim, even though they might be lying, but it's a Zerzakot if you trust two Edim, so too we'll trust a Navi MS, if he does the proper signs, because that's how we have to function. I'll just read you the line of the Rambam. Mitzvah l'shvala hov adam gadol v'chacham v'roi l'nevua, mabidin achaskaso, shebekach l'tzavinu, kamoshin l'tzavinu, lachtoch l'zadin, alfi shnei edim k'sherim, v'yav v'yish efshash yidu sheker, hov v'ksherim, v'mitzleinu, mamidim osam al kashrusa. So that's the Gemara, and Be'ez Hashem will stop here, Be'ez Hashem will continue next time.